In this bulletin, a magnitude 6 earthquake rocks Victoria. Victorian police warn protesters to stay at home. And in sports, Sam Kerr's milestone Matildas match ends in defeat. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's State Emergency Service says a magnitude 6 earthquake has struck the state with an epicentre near the Victorian town of Mansfield at a depth of 10 kilometres. Witnesses have told SBS the shaking was felt for around 30 seconds, with the initial quake followed by a number of smaller aftershocks. The shaking was felt across Victoria as well as the ACT and parts of New South Wales, and there are reports of some building damage. The Prime Minister is in Washington DC but says he is in touch with authorities in Australia and the federal government will supply whatever help is needed.
But of course the federal government stands by through Emergency Management Australia to provide whatever assistance is needed, whether from the ADF or others. But at this stage we have had no reports of serious injuries or worse, and that is very good news.
And Victorian construction workers are being warned to stay home as Melbourne braces for its third day of demonstrations over mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for the industry. The Premier has condemned the violent protests that took place on Tuesday, which saw a violent mob bring the city and the Westgate Bridge to a standstill. Victoria Police have been given permission to use crowd control force going forward. And Victoria has recorded 628 new COVID-19 cases from more than 60,000 tests. The Victorian Health Department also recorded another 3 deaths linked to COVID-19. And New South Wales has recorded 1,035 new cases of COVID-19 to 8 p.m. last night. New South Wales Health also reported the deaths of 5 people due to COVID-19. 2 people were in their 50s, 1 person was in their 60s, 1 person in their 70s, and 1 person in their 80s. On the vaccination front, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the first dose vaccination rate currently sits at 83%, with 54.2% of eligible people now double vaccinated. Ms. Berejiklian also says a significant proportion of 15 to 25 year olds have been coming forward to get vaccinated.
Now, in terms of 12 to 15 year old children, as we know, they were recently invited to come and get vaccinated. Pleasingly, a quarter of that age cohort, so 25% of 12 to 15 year olds, have already received the vaccine in New South Wales. An outstanding result, given school isn't commencing till the 25th of October. So it demonstrates how keen families are to make sure everybody is staying safe.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has concluded a busy day of diplomatic meetings in New York City on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly and now in Washington, D.C. Mr. Morrison met with the European Council to smooth over diplomatic drama that followed the decision to dump the $90 billion deal with the French to build new submarines. Mr. Morrison maintains it's in Australia's interests to invest in nuclear-powered submarines. He again defended AUKUS, trilateral partnership, and reaffirmed the need for European nations to have greater involvement in contributing to a stable Indo-Pacific region.
With our European partners, it was a good opportunity to be able to answer questions and take them through the important announcements that we've made from Australia's interests over the course of the past week. Australia will always pursue our national sovereign interests. So it has been, I think, a very important day.
And South Korean President Moon Jae-in has called for a resumption of talks with North Korea. He says dialogue between his country and North Korea and between the US and North Korea must resume as soon as possible. Moon also repeated a call for a declaration to formally end war on the Korean Peninsula. Let's go to sport now briefly, and coach of the Australian women's football team, Tony Gustavsson, says he's disappointed the Matildas could not secure a victory in Sam Kerr's 100th international milestone match. He says the Republic of Ireland was simply more hungry and desperate for victory as the Australians slumped to a 3-2 loss. Let's see what the weather's doing at the moment. It's sunny in Perth, 27 degrees, cloudy and 17 in Adelaide, in Melbourne. A little bit of cloud about, 17, mostly sunny for Hobart, 20 degrees, a cloudy day for Canberra, 17, partly cloudy in Wollongong as well, 20, much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, a sunny 24 for Brisbane, sunny as well in Cairns, 26, and 36 degrees in Darwin, sunny as well. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.